Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a Monday evening, a fine Monday at that. Hope you're having a nice ride home. Especially, and as I take a deep breath here, if you're a breezer this afternoon, having to go across the 3 mile into Gulf Breeze proper, or continuing down 98 East, you might have a few problems today. And Austin Price is in just a second here. We're going to, he's getting all the latest information, road conditions going across the bridge, and also updating his 5-day forecast. But first, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Escambia County residents could see fire fees double. Escambia commissioners holding off on increasing fees for at least right now. In 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit the issue. Escambia County commissioners were present with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department during this happened at the May 1st meeting. Commissioners agreed to see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting on May 14th, and then they will discuss the whole thing and bring up the issues again at their next meeting on May 15th.
And the last spring meteor shower is set to peak tonight into early Tuesday morning. That is the second of your top three stories. You can expect the Ada Aqua Rids to generate about 10 meteors per hour. You will have the best shot at seeing them when it is darkest outside, usually in the pre-dawn hours. You're going to want to find a secluded spot that's away from light pollution and has a clear view of the sky. Local residents can find a public beach access spot for the best viewing angles.
All right, here's number three. Feeling good about this afternoon. Summer's always hot, but this year it's shaping up to be what they say as real hot. The old Farmer's Almanac saying June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and, of course, the start of the active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The Gulf's warm and will lead to intense severe weather events throughout the summer. Now, predictions indicate a gradual buildup of record-breaking heat with above-normal temps across northwest Florida will be expected heading into this hurricane season. I think we're 17 days away or something like that. Not many. Okay. It is 6:15 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather. Man, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, looking at the roads here, luckily a lot of our congestion that we were dealing with has cleared out. We still have some problems. If you are traveling on Avalon Boulevard, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze, there's some construction in that area that has traffic in some spots at a slow creep currently. Also, we have accident reports on Highway 98, the Navarre Parkway area. If you are traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, got some heavy congestion in that area, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 76 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 69 with slight rain chances that will increase as you head into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Right now, the highest is looking like Thursday, where there will be currently a 90% chance of showers.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, and who he was once our chief financial officer in the state of Florida. Now he is a District 1 congressman. We're talking about, of course, Jimmy Patronis. He's been up in Washington about a month after the special election in April, and for the first time in quite a while, our representative in Congress, is not on any military committee. He's actually on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Small Business Committee. Because of the special election, the vacancy to get on the Armed Services Committee was kind of filled, and then again, it wasn't. Patronis's path there would have been with Elise Stefanik becoming ambassador to the United Nations. That didn't work out. President Trump asked her to stay in Congress. Well, earlier this morning, Jimmy Patronis appeared on Pensacola Morning News.
And here was the challenge. There are a lot of what we call purple seats around the nation where the seat could go either Republican or Democrat. Elise's seat is one of those. As long as Elise continues to run for Congress in that particular seat, it stays Republican. They love her. She does a great job. But if a new candidate comes along as a Republican, they may not have the same success. So.
And SeaWorld Orlando giving back to the veteran community this month. The park is offering free one-day admission passes for U.S. military veterans and up to three guests. This comes as part of the United Parks and Resorts Waves of Honor program, honoring active duty military members, vets, and their families. Veterans can register for the offer until May 11th. They'll have until July 6th to use the tickets, and the promotion is in celebration of Military Appreciation Month.
617 News Radio 92.3. Oh, let me give you a couple options. Here you are. You're on a sinking ship. Option one, take a selfie of yourself as it's sinking. Okay. Option two, put on a life preserver and get saved. What option would you go for?
I would take option B, but I'm not an influencer. So what do I know?
Okay. Well, here's the situation. A Mayday call in Miami was made as a expensive Lamborghini luxury lot yacht sank with influencers aboard. And it was quite interesting. Dana Marie McNichol in Miami with more on the sinking.
This all happened Saturday evening. That 63-foot yacht started to go under. The 32 people quickly climbed to the front and waited to get rescued by the Coast Guard. Now, this yacht is ultra luxury. According to Yacht Buyer, only 34 have been sold around the world. A passenger tells us the yacht was not a charter, but privately owned, and the owner was on board while the boat was going down. The passenger claims the yacht has been in and out of the shop, dealing with mechanical issues. The Coast Guard tells Fox News no citations were issued.
And Florida lawmakers have passed a bill banning cell phone use, what an appropriate segue, for K-8 students during the entire school day. Currently, restrictions only apply during class, but the bill is now with Governor DeSantis, and if approved, it will take effect in July of 2025.
All right. Two U.S. congressmen from South Florida are demanding answers from contracted workers at a facility where a detained migrant individual died after complaining of chest pains. Even Brown, down in Miami with the report.
U.S. representatives from Florida say supervisors were not forthcoming during their tour of the Broward Transitional Center. It is a facility contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house detained migrants, and where a woman, a Haitian national, died while in custody, allegedly not getting health care when reporting chest pain. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick.
When we started asking more about that doctor, she refused to answer that question. Then when we asked about how many healthcare professionals, she stopped answering questions.
The woman, 44-year-old Marie-Ange Blaise, was interdicted as she tried boarding a flight to North Carolina from the U.S. Virgin Islands and already had a removal order. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. In just a few minutes, we'll be back with some of the biggest, hardest-hitting stories happening across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Toast of the Coast, Sushi Rolling Class, Mother's Day, the Craft Beer Festival, and Jackson's Spring Menu, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 11 to 2 before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
625 News Radio 92.3. That song reminded me of a movie that was featuring these two twin brothers that were disco maniacs. Anyway, I like the song, to make a long story short. Okay, let's talk about mortgage numbers today. Rates slightly higher. The 30-year fixed, 6.90%, and the 15-year, 6.19%.
All right. And the Trump administration offering $1,000 to migrants if they self-deport using a government app, according to an announcement from the Department of Homeland Security. The funds are a way for migrants to facilitate travel back to their home country, and payments will be made after their return has been confirmed through the CBP home app.
Okay, let's do a market wrap-up this afternoon. Stocks into down, breaking a nine-day winning streak. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending lower, with the Dow and S&P 500 snapping a nine-session winning streak amid renewed tariff tensions and as investors await the Fed's verdict on interest rates on Wednesday. On Sunday, President Trump threatened a 100% tariff on movies produced outside the U.S. Shares of entertainment giants like Netflix, Paramount, and Disney fell on the news. The president said he's looking to meet with some film industry officials about his plan. The Dow winners, IBM, McDonald's, and United Health, the Dow decliners, Amazon, Apple, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 99 points, the NASDAQ lower by 133, S&P 500 down 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a coalition of attorneys general suing the Trump administration over cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition includes attorneys general in 19 states and D.C. who are seeking to stop the restructuring overseen by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They argue that the effort has gutted the agency with the elimination of 10,000 employees and the closure of half of its 10 regional offices, causing significant harm for the plaintiff states. New York Attorney General Letitia James says that the lawsuit was filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. today.
All right, 627 News Radio 92.3. Still problems up at DCA. Reagan International is what I'm talking about. Three aircraft were instructed not to land this past weekend at Reagan due to a police helicopter in the flight path of some of those aircraft. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The FAA says fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters can't fly in the same airspace anymore, so when a U.S. Park Police chopper was cleared to fly in the area, air traffic control told pilots on board three flights Sunday to go around once before landing. The Park Police said they were asked to help search for people involved in an accident on the George Washington Memorial Parkway. Earlier this year, 67 people were killed when an Army Black Hawk on a training mission crashed into a regional jet on approach to land at DCA. And after that, the FAA permanently restricted non-essential helicopter operations around the airport and eliminated mixing helicopter and fixed-wing traffic. Last week, two other pilots were told to go around after a helicopter was headed to the Pentagon Army heliport. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the East African nation of Rwanda reportedly being eyed as a potential destination for deported migrants. Rwanda would take migrants from countries that won't accept repatriates, though it is unclear whether it would be seeking financial compensation in return for accepting other countries' citizens. The country's foreign minister confirmed with the Rwanda Broadcasting Agency on Sunday that the government is in early talks with the U.S. about the proposal, but he didn't provide details.
A lot of crazy people howling at the moon tonight. Why? Well, your local bar or Mexican restaurant may be a little more crowded this evening. Yes, there is a reason for this. Christian Goodwin has more on the history of Cinco de Mayo.
It's often a misconception, but Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. It's actually celebrated on the 16th of September. Cinco de Mayo pays tribute to Mexico's victory against French troops in the 1862 Battle of Puebla. At the time, Mexico owed France, Spain, and England money, the European nations sending troops to demand funds, Spain and England reaching an agreement and leaving, but France attacked Mexican forces, Mexico's win inspiring the nation. While it's mostly celebrated in the Mexican state of Puebla, it's become a bigger holiday in the U.S., with folks across the country taking part in parades, parties, and indulging in margaritas, tequila, chips, and guacamole. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a firefighter paramedic says she heard Karen Reed say, "I hit him," the night that John O'Keefe was found dead. In her murder trial, Reed is accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend O'Keefe by hitting him with a car after a night of drinking in 2022. On Monday, Katie McLaughlin testified that she heard Reed say the words, "I hit him," three times. The defense pointed out a nearby officer didn't hear it and claimed McLaughlin had a close relationship with the cop owner of the home O'Keefe was found in front of. Reed's defense team claims that she's the victim of a cover-up.
Okay, today, more than 60 million people in Florida, 82% of the state, are suffering from drought conditions ranging from moderate to extreme. The number of wildfires burning about 88 now, burning about 2,300 acres in Florida. Coming up in 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3, we'll talk sports. Come on back.
All right, and Georgia's governor says that he will not run for the U.S. Senate next year. Brian Kemp made the announcement on X Monday, and the race for the seat currently held by Democrat John Ossoff is expected to be one of the most closely contested in the country. Kemp said that he made the decision after many conversations with friends, supporters, and leaders who had encouraged him to run. He added that he will work alongside President Trump and Senate leadership to ensure the GOP has a strong Republican nominee who can win next November.
I know you've been talking and giving the updates about Three Mile Bridge and some of the backups going into Gulf Breeze this afternoon, but I also would remind you FDOT's confirming drivers will encounter lane closures during the overnight hours on a portion of Beulah Road between 9 Mile and Mobile Highway. This is going to be going on through Thursday. Detours are in place around the work zone using Rebel Road. The work is part of a $4.4 million resurfacing project on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Israel planning to seize the Gaza Strip, ramping up its military efforts into the Palestinian territory. Fox's Greg Palka.
Israeli cabinet led by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said to have made the decision after the army called up tens of thousands of reservists for further action in Gaza. The plan, according to Netanyahu, is aimed at Israel attaining its war goals of defeating Hamas and freeing hostages still held in Gaza. This approach would also call for much of the population of Gaza to be forced to seek shelter further south.
President Trump says the U.S. will help get aid into Gaza. Pentagon is cutting the number of generals leading the U.S. military.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed the memorandum Monday, which will cut at least 20% of the four-star generals across the military and also cut 20% of the top officers in the National Guard.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Veris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first off, Escambia County residents could see fire fees double. Escambia commissioners holding off on increasing fees at least for now, but in 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit the issue. Escambia County commissioners were presented with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department during its May 1st meeting. Commissioners agreed to see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting on May 14th and then discuss the issue again at their next meeting the next day on May 15th.
Okay, story number two out of three. The last spring meteor shower set to peak tonight into early tomorrow morning. You can expect the Ida Aqua Ridge meteor to generate about 10 meteors per hour tonight. You'll have the best shot at seeing meteors when it's darkest outside. Now, usually in the pre-dawn hours, you're going to want to find a secluded spot that's away from light pollution and has a clear view of the sky. That's the key and optimal mission there. Local residents can find a public beach access spot for the best viewing angles. I promise you it's true.
All righty. And your third and final top story this afternoon. Summer's always hot, but this year is shaping up to be real hot. The Old Farmer's Almanac says that June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and the start of an active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The Gulf is warm and will lead to intense severe weather events into the summer. Predictions indicate a gradual buildup to record-breaking heat with above-normal temperatures across northwest Florida.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the city of Gulf Breeze wants to add a fee of $14 per month to the bills of 94% of city customers. This will help cover the cost of expansion of the Tiger Point wastewater treatment facility. The mayor and city council is holding a public meeting today to review financing options for the $64 million project. The proposed strategy, which the city is calling alternative number two, introduces a $14 a monthly fee per equivalent residential connection, or they shortened it to ERC. With this, most customers will see their monthly bill for sewer increase to approximately $38.
And Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says the burglaries go through the roof as soon as school lets out for the summer, so he wants you to make sure you're locking your doors. He says you should always lock your doors and never leave anything of value, especially firearms, in your vehicle. And the reason why door locking is so important beyond, you know, common sense is because typically when you hear burglary, you think of like some masked man with a crowbar and everything. It's not that simple, or actually it's more simple than that. Some people, they don't want to make a ruckus. They don't want to be destructive. They're just like, hey, let's see if your door is unlocked. And if you're stupid enough to keep it unlocked, we'll just take whatever's in there.
Absolutely.
So avoid that.
Yeah, there you go. That's qualified advice this afternoon. According to Austin Price, lock those doors.
Yeah, and Sheriff Bob Johnson.
That's right.
The guy I was quoting.
That's right. There you go. Share the wealth. Make sure you spread it around. Okay, it took a pair of winner-take-all game sevens over the weekend, but the NBA playoffs are on to the second round. Greg Thompson fills us in on the conference semifinals.
We were waiting on the Western Conference with the four-seeded Denver Nuggets eliminating the five-seed LA Clippers on Saturday, and then the Golden State Warriors upsetting the Houston Rockets on Sunday. So with all of that settled, we're now down to our final eight teams. In the West, the Nuggets will take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series getting started on Monday. The 7-seed Warriors, meanwhile, will play the 6-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves, who upset the LA Lakers. Over in the East, the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers already started their series, with Indiana winning Game 1 on Sunday. Then Monday night, the defending champion Boston Celtics get going against the New York Knicks. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And the Michigan Wolverines are expected to suspend head coach Sherrone Moore for two games during the upcoming season. Wouldn't be a sports segment without us talking about Michigan getting in trouble for something, it seems. It's a part of a self-imposed punishment by the athletic program in relation to the Connor Stallions advanced scouting scandal. Moore will not be on the sidelines for the team's games against Central Michigan and Nebraska. The NCAA planning to release a final resolution on the situation before the season begins.
Yesterday's NASCAR Cup Series, the big win over at the Texas International Speedway, was badly needed for Joey Logano. Greg Thompson returns and has a story on this.
Big picture, Joey Logano's legacy is pretty safe. The 34-year-old from Connecticut just won his third career NASCAR Cup Series championship last year, putting him in some pretty legendary company considering that only four other drivers have ever won more. This season has been a struggle, though. Through the first 10 races, the 22 car not only had no wins, but no top fives and only one top 10. And that all changed on Sunday with an overtime finish giving Logano his second career win at Texas.
The sport changes so quickly. It's crazy how he can just ride these roller coasters and proud of the team.
Logano there courtesy of FS1. And that win guarantees him a spot in the playoffs and also moves him up to ninth place in the point standings. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
All right, and we got just one game on the NHL playoff slate tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Florida Panthers for game one of their second round series. The puck will drop at 7 p.m. And I got to tell you, these two teams probably have about as different of postseason standards right now as you could imagine. I mean, I think, of course, the Florida Panthers representing the state well. They're the defending Stanley Cup champs. But I think the Maple Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967, if memory serves.
Probably right. I think you're pretty close in that ballpark. The Birmingham Barons spoiled Pensacola's Sunday afternoon matchup, beating the Wahoos 4-3. Wahoos are 18-9 on the season. They sit in the first place position in the South Division. Tomorrow, Pensacola faces Biloxi, the Shuckers, game one of their six-game series.
All right, and outgoing San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich speaking out for the first time since he was sidelined by a stroke last November. He says that he's getting better every day, but he says that he's not at the level where he can be a coach in the NBA. Coach Pop will be replaced by Mitch Johnson, who has been the interim coach. He called him brilliant and said that the players respect him.
News Radio 92.3, President Trump is speaking with reporters. Actually, he did earlier today in the Oval Office, where he revealed that the 2027 NFL draft will be held in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser praised the move, claiming investing in sports is going to help transform neighborhoods.
The NFL bringing this event to the nation's capital will help us fill hotel rooms, our restaurants, and Americans from all 50 states will come to their nation's capital and enjoy our beautiful city and museums.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Jets are almost a victim of the President's Trophy curse. Yesterday in Game 7, they were down 3-1 with under 2 minutes to go, and someone with 1.6 seconds left in regulation tied it up before completing the stunning comeback in double overtime. It was crisis averted for the Winnipeg Jets this time, and now let's see if the Jets can get 12 more wins to be the first President's Trophy winner to snag the Stanley Cup since the Blackhawks last did it in 2013. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotion promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Health officials are taking this month to raise awareness about one of the rarest yet deadliest nervous system diseases in the United States. Lisa Brady has more.
Health. May is ALS Awareness Month. Written out, it's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a progressive neurodegenerative disease that impacts nerve cells in the spinal cord and brain. And there's no cure. The ALS Association says motor neurons go from the brain to the spinal cord and then the spinal cord to muscles throughout the body, which governs movement and muscle control. The disease causes those neurons to degenerate until they die, which means the brain can't control movement anymore, leading to loss of ability to speak, eat, move, and ultimately breathe. It's commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the U.S. is seeing the highest number of children dying from the flu in 15 years. The CDC reports that 216 children have died during this flu season. That's the highest number since the 2009-10 swine flu epidemic. 207 children died last year from the flu, and the number of deaths will likely rise as flu season typically ends in late spring.
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services releases a report on gender treatments for minors. Alexandria Hoff tells us the details from Washington.
This latest review from HHS does not in itself shape policy, but it says it helps to fill a gap as it relates to medical ethics around pediatric gender transition. The takeaway of this 400-page review of existing medical literature is that there is little evidence that puberty blockers and hormonal treatment improves the mental health outcomes of children with gender dysphoria. So it mirrors the UK's 2024 CAS review that led to England and other European countries drastically scaling back gender care for minors. But the wording in this HHS review by these authors is more direct. It warns of significant harms from the current treatment model.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups still. If you are traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard, this is going to be coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze. We still got some backups there because there's some work going on there that had traffic at a pretty slow crawl earlier this afternoon, and it looks like it's trying to dissipate, but it's doing so very slowly. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, it's 76 degrees right now, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see some rain chances creep back in, going to be around 20 to 30% chance, and then it'll ramp up over the several days after that. But Tuesday's high is going to be 80 degrees with a low of 69.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. Let's go ahead and take a look at the national scene with Janice Dean this afternoon.
We've got a very stubborn weather pattern this week, bringing days of unsettled, cooler weather for millions of folks over sections of the Southwest, the Great Basin, the Rockies, then into the Southern Plains, Lower Mississippi Valley, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. Heavy rain and flooding will be possible as this setup remains in place. Some stronger storms will be possible, so please stay tuned to your local forecast and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Ford Motor beat Wall Street's first quarter expectations today, but suspended its 2025 financial guidance amid an expected $2.5 billion impact this year from President Donald Trump's tariffs. The Detroit automaker says they expect to offset $1 billion of those costs through remediation actions as well as volume and pricing expectations for a total impact of $1.5 billion this year. Bloomberg News says India is proposing to remove tariffs up to a certain limit on steel, auto parts, and pharmaceuticals as it efforts a trade deal with the U.S. ahead of a July deadline for those reciprocal tariffs. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling nearly 100 points. The S&P 500 was off the mark by 36, and the NASDAQ lost more than 130. Crude oil futures for June above 57 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
6:47, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Kind of wrapping up this Monday afternoon. Going to be a beautiful night. Go out there and make it a great one. You know, kind of a historic day today, Austin. It is time to sign out of Skype.
Aw.
Long time coming here. Eben Brown has a story.
Microsoft today shuts off the once groundbreaking free video calling platform, Skype. It debuted in 2003, originally just for computer-to-computer calling, though it would later incorporate calls to actual telephone numbers. Microsoft spent $8.5 billion to buy it back in 2011. Despite its initial popularity, it very quickly fell by the wayside as more people bought smartphones, which soon came with native video calling apps. Microsoft is porting all Skype users over to its meetings platform, Teams. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, I remember hearing about the shift to Teams coming up, and it's sad to see it officialized nonetheless. And the battle over President Trump's 2026 fiscal year budget proposal is already underway. Republican House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington of Texas says we can address the massive deficit by cutting wasteful spending in Medicaid. He also told Fox News Sunday that Republicans have to stick together and not let Democrats scare voters into thinking they want to gut social services. President Trump's budget proposal for the 2026 fiscal year calls for $163 billion in federal spending cuts, but the budget proposal is mostly symbolic, providing Congress with a starting point for negotiations.
Okay, Escambia County is set to get a $25 million business sports upgrade in place. The decision was recently passed by commissioners. Now, the goal is to increase sports tourism. One area of enhancement, the John R. Jones Sports Complex on East Nine Mile Road, will be fitted with $20 million in artificial turf. The rest of the budget will go toward upgrades on sidewalks, parking, dugouts, concessions, and landscaping. Commissioners say it's going to diversify the county's tourism economy and projected to make a lot of money for future growth. Like 39 events coming up or whatever. Good business decision on a local level.
Absolutely. And the government will begin collecting defaulted student loan payments starting today. The collection efforts will be the first since the start of the pandemic. And the Trump administration said that the debt will be collected through a Treasury Department program that withholds payments from tax refunds, wages, and government benefits. The U.S. Education Department has not collected loan payments since March of 2020. And officials say in the last 5 years, student debt has risen to over $1 trillion.
Okay, the question this afternoon is, will Lala love President Trump ever again? The president, and there's a possibility, you'll see where I'm going with this. The president says he wants to save Hollywood by taxing movies that are produced in foreign countries. Keep the money local. A lot of producers liking that. Lillian Wu has the story.
President Trump wants to hit another import with tariffs, announcing a 100% tariff on movies made in other countries that are imported, accusing other nations of offering financial incentives meant to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Writing on Truth Social, Hollywood and many other areas within the USA are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by other nations and therefore a national security threat. The Wall Street Journal reporting that movie executives were blindsided and scrambling to determine the potential impact of the move, which could extend the trade war beyond physical goods, also to an industry where the U.S. runs large surpluses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the CIA facing a lawsuit from its former top-ranked doctor over her firing. Terry Adirim was dismissed shortly after accepting her position as director of the CIA's Center for Global Health Services. It came after she was accused of being the architect of the Defense Department's vaccine mandate requiring military members to get the COVID shot. Adirim's lawyer says that the lawsuit is seeking damages for violating her privacy, ignoring due process, and breaching her employment contract.
Here's something to talk about. Skechers has new owners. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Skechers is being sold to investment firm 3G Capital. It will pay $63 a share. The deal's estimated at $9.4 billion. In a statement, Skechers and 3G say the company will continue to be led by Chairman Robert Greenberg and President Michael Greenberg, and its headquarters will remain in Manhattan Beach, California. Robert Greenberg founded Skechers in 1992. He previously founded LA Gear in 1983. Skechers is among the world's largest footwear companies. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
The Met Gala returns in all of its royal glory. You're going to like this. Here's Michelle Polino.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art lays out the red carpet for all the celebrities
to don their chosen attire to showcase the extravagant nature of the Met Gala to the world. Each year, they create a theme to celebrate one of their exhibits. This year's exhibit is super fine, tailoring black style, and the theme will be black dandyism, focusing its lens on the style of dress from the 18th century to its revival during the Harlem Renaissance and its impact on fashion today. Expect plenty of celebrities with outlandish costumes to fill up your social media feed. Coleman Domingo, A$AP Rocky, and Pharrell Williams co-chair this year's event. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
6:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a couple minutes, we'll get you some more frivolous notes, some pop culture notes, as we ease you into the end of the 6 o'clock hour and into the evening, right here on News Radio 92.3.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Congressman Jimmy Petronas in the first of what I assume will be many weekly interviews, finding out what he's working on in Congress, how he's settling into D.C., what bills he's fashioning at the moment. Also, with this very extensive Meet the Press interview President Trump did yesterday, there's so much stuff to talk about. Everything from whether he believes that he's obligated to obey the Constitution to whether the economy is going to be fine or whether he's going to seek a third term in office. Talked about all that. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I wanna rock. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily I don't have too much to dive into here. It looks like a lot of our congestion has eased up. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Still have some backups if you're traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard coming over the water heading towards Gulf Breeze, but it does look like that has greatly decreased, so it shouldn't hold you up for too long. Also, earlier this afternoon, we had an issue on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. There was an accident in that area, but that has completely cleared out as well. As for the weather, we're sitting at 76 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 80, low of 69 with slight rain chances, and those rain chances will increase over the course of your next several days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Alrighty, a Lady Gaga concert in Rio drew a record-breaking crowd, over 2.5 million. But behind the scenes, a bomb threat was lurking and ultimately foiled. Madison Scarpino has the details about that star's concert.
Police say the alleged plot was to set off Molotov cocktails and other explosives at Saturday's massive free show in Rio de Janeiro. And thankfully, the show went on successfully, as police say they arrested one man and one teenager for allegedly recruiting people to carry out the attack. Rio police say they believe the suspects were targeting Brazil's LGBTQ community. It's unclear how the two arrested were exactly involved. Brazilian authorities believe the suspects may be connected to a larger online extremist network. But there are still questions as to why the concert wasn't canceled. Police say they kept quiet at first in order to avoid panic.
And a songwriter suing Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page for allegedly violating his rights over the song Dazed and Confused. According to the complaint, Jake Holmes said that Page and Warner Chappell broke a settlement agreement by releasing new early live recordings of the song and featuring it in Sony Pictures' documentary Becoming Led Zeppelin without paying or crediting him. Holmes sued Page for copyright infringement in 2010 over Page's versions of the song, and the dispute was settled outside of court in 2011. Holmes is requesting damages of at least $150,000.
Okay, 658, News Radio 92.3. Don't forget about this summer concert series. Continuing Bands on the Beach tomorrow evening with the Astronauts. Curtain rises at the Casino Beach Pavilion, 7 o'clock. Bring those beach chairs and blankets. Just leave the pets and the glass at home. Marvel Studios reclaims the top spot at the box office with the release of Thunderbolts. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers.
Thunderbolts kicks off the summer movie season with $76 million in North American ticket sales. But the number one debut falls short of some of Marvel's previous launches.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Warner Brothers' Sinners falls to second place, bringing in $33 million in its third week. Warner Brothers also nabbed third place with a Minecraft movie. The smash hit video game adaptation in its fourth weekend rung up another $13.7 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And speaking of movies, the first trailer being released for Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest. The film is loosely based on Akira Kurosawa's High and Low, which follows a businessman who's deciding to use his money to boost his career or save the life of a child. The cast includes Denzel Washington, Jeffrey Wright, Ice Spice, and A$AP Rocky. Highest to Lowest will hit theaters on August 22nd before streaming on Apple TV Plus on September 5th.
A sign reading F the Jews was shown by Bottle Girls at a Barstool Sports in Philadelphia location. Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy explained what he did in response and how he turned the sign into a teachable moment.
I don't think they're certainly protesting what's going on in Palestine or with Hamas. They're just ignorant. Right. So hopefully going and visiting will put some emphasis and make them reflect a little bit before they're absolute jerks.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.